Hi, it's Bob from Royal Spa. Soaking in a hot tub full of Epsom salts is the absolute best way to minimize everyday aches and pains. And we know all about Epsom salts at Royal Spa. Royal Spa hot tubs are the only hot tubs on the market that can safely and effectively use Epsom salts. Made right here in Indiana, Royal Spa hot tubs are the highest quality hot tubs on the market. Visit any one of our three Indianapolis locations or visit royalspa.com.
Ah, Royal Spa.
Mazel tov to Tara Hastings, giving birth just yesterday. She's a meteorologist at Wish TV. Asa Jet is the name of the bambino. Asa Jet. And they're going to call him Jet. J-E-T. I only know one other person with the name Jet. And it's a kid. So, mazel tov to you. Mazel tov to the family. Just tell us where to send gifts, and we will do that right now. Happy to do it. Matt Bear will personally drive it to you. Mazel tov to you and your family and the whole team there at Wish TV. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Good to be with you. There is no indictment yet, but there is possibly the absolutely strangest rumor I have yet to hear.
Rumor has it.
You ready for this one? The rumor is that Trump wants to be indicted. And when I say wants to be indicted, he wants to be cuffed. He wants to do the perp walk. The whole thing. Take a moment and ask yourself, what are the odds of this? And you will realize, you will say the following. Oh, come on, are you ridiculous? Wait a second. And then you'll ask yourself, is it true? I'm not a rumor guy. I never have been. But is there an argument to be made about why he would want such a thing? And the answer is, well, if I'm going to be arrested anyway, and I want my supporters enraged by this travesty, by this miscarriage of justice, well, you got to do the whole thing. And then you get to walk stoically. You get to show how they can't break you. The whole thing. Once something is spectacle, it does better by making spectacle of it. You can make it their spectacle, give them the win, or you can make it your spectacle. Now, are we playing in a in degrees of multi-level chess? The answer is sure. Absolutely we are. We're playing in degrees of multi-cycle, a multi-dimensional chess. Always remember your audience. That is the thing that Trump understands far better than others and is so important to note. Always remember who your audience is. Who is it that you're trying to reach? Trump walking stoically in cuffs into a courtroom is fodder for Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Kimmel's not his audience. Jimmy Kimmel's going to use any video that's available anyway. It wouldn't matter what it is. Since you know that's going to happen, why not go the other way and show some people who might be on the fence through supporters who are already totally in love with you? Wow, this guy, he doesn't take any guff. He really does stand tall. He really is fighting the system. I'm going to vote for him. So I first read the rumor and rolled my eyes and then did what I do. I asked myself, is there anything to it? And I walked myself through the possibilities here. Now, why was there no indictment yesterday? By the way, when I walked myself through the possibilities, I came to, all right, I can see it. I can totally see it. Why was there no grand jury yesterday? Well, not 100% sure. Why was it canceled? There is some talk that there was a specific witness that was going to show up and be able to speak against the testimony of a Robert Costello. Robert Costello, a lawyer, a Trump ally, who said everything that Michael Cohen, the lawyer, the Trump lawyer you knew about, who turned on Trump because of course he did, because that's exactly who Michael Cohen is. Everything Michael Cohen said is untrue, and here's what happened. So they supposedly, allegedly, had this this testimony that they were going to bring, and they wanted to be able to share it. Something came up, couldn't make it, so therefore didn't bring it. Did not have the grand jury. They may convene today. They're making preparations to convene today. But there are plenty of DAs, assistant DAs, in the office looking at Alvin Bragg, the district attorney, saying, what are you doing? Their argument is, we don't like Trump either, but the law is the law, and you're out of your head if you bring this case. You don't have it. So you have people who are actually believers in the job that they do, even if they feel another way, and those are people I can respect, saying you can't go forward here with this idea that Trump violated election laws because you want to decide that a miscategorization of dollars is campaign finance violations and therefore a felony under New York state law. You're out of your head. So will he? My gut tells me no, that he will not bring the indictment against Trump. But if there's one thing we know about cultists, in the end, they can't not follow the cult. So, I'm 50-50.